Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello, friends. We have been studying this week the subject of holiness. The word holy means pure or undefiled. It also references being set apart to God or consecrated to God. God has called us as believers in the Lord Jesus Christ to live a lifestyle of holiness, set apart for God, where we are not conformed into the image of the world, but instead we're transformed by the renewing of our minds to God's word and His ways. God wants us to live a lifestyle of holiness unto the Lord. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, we find a very strong admonition from the writer, the Apostle Paul, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, giving believers some specific things on how to walk in this world in a way that is pleasing to God, and it addresses the issue of holiness. Starting at verse 3 in 1 Thessalonians 4 and reading from the Amplified Bible, it says this, "For this is the will of God, that you should be consecrated, separated, and set apart for pure and holy living, that you should abstain and shrink from all sexual vice, that each one of you should know how to possess, control, manage his own body in consecration, purity, separated from things profane, and honor, not to be used in the passion of lust like the heathen who are ignorant of the true God and have no knowledge of his will." God has called us to live a life that is separated or set apart for pure and holy living. And one mark of that holy living will be that a person would abstain and shrink from all sexual vice. We live in a generation where sexual themes have infiltrated almost every area of life. The most simple presentation of an advertisement, whether it be on a billboard or a magazine, we will find the introduction of a sexually charged photograph or text, written material, associating perhaps a simple product that is food or beverage with some type of lustfully presented sexual theme. We live in a day when sexual material is brazenly displayed on television, in movie theaters, without any shame or remorse. Such things are certainly far from God's ideal of how to live a pure and holy life. Many Christians have acquiesced to this culture of sexual pursuit by simply saying, it can't be avoided, it's all around you, you just have to try to ignore it. However, God has called us to be a people who very definitely choose day in and day out to walk on the highway of holiness, as Isaiah refers to it in Isaiah 35. Verse 8 tells us, "And a highway will be there, a roadway, and it will be called the highway of holiness. The unclean will not travel on it, but it will be for him who walks that way." God wants us to walk that way, the way of holiness. The unclean person will not walk that way. The unclean person will joyfully engage in pursuing and taking in all the sexually charged matter and material that he can without the least bit of resistance. And yet the person whose heart is after God will desire to live a life that is free from the influence of sexual vices. This is obviously something that will take diligence, it will take great effort, It will take choice of the will day in and day out in what you allow yourself to look at with your eyes, and therefore what you allow to come in through the eye gate into your heart and mind and spirit. And it will require a constant seeking of God's presence, because it truly is from the presence of God that we will be able to enjoy and experience His holiness. Francis Frangipane very profoundly stated it this way: "It is not the absence of sin that produces our sanctification. Holiness comes from the presence of God. You may avoid touching what is unclean, but if you are not united through love to the fatherhood of God, you will never know true holiness. All you will have is religion." There have been religious groups over the past decades who have preached strongly the doctrine of holiness, and they have emphasized the scriptures which advocated not touching what is unclean and coming out and being separate from the world. And their emphasis was on rules that would keep a person from overt sins of unholiness. And yet, as Francis Frangipane points out, it's not the absence of sin that makes a person holy. Holiness comes from being in God's presence. And if all you do is avoid unholy things, all you will have is religion. God wants you to desire Him, and in desiring God and desiring His presence, you will find yourself abhorring the things that are ungodly and unholy and impure. The closer you get to God, the farther you will want to be from unholy and unclean things. Many Christians struggle with the issue of lust, lust of the eyes and lust of the flesh, and they try to resist lust in their own strength. And at the same time, they fall time and time again into sins of lust of the eyes, whether it's by watching ungodly and unclean and perverted movies or videos or looking at pornography, and they beat themselves for their downfall. And yet the answer lies in running towards God. And in running towards God, you will be running far from the unclean thing. But the fact that you're drawing near to God, God tells us in the book of James, He'll draw near to us. And in that place, there's strength, there's power over sin, and there's the righteousness of God and the holiness of God. And the desire in your heart will be fueled to avoid those things that are impure and ungodly and perverse. In this pursuit of holiness, we must remember that all sin starts in the thought life. So one area that needs to be constantly submitted to the Lord and to the Holy Spirit is the area of our thoughts. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 15, verse 18 to 20, "But what comes out of the mouth comes from the heart, and this is what makes a man unclean and defiles him. For out of the heart come evil thoughts, reasonings and disputings and designs, such as murder, adultery, sexual vice, false witnessing, slander, and irreverent speech. These are what make a man unclean and defile him." Jesus was talking about the fact that all sin and everything that comes out of the mouth of a person started in the heart or the thought life, because Jesus said, out of the heart come evil thoughts. And He included in that listing thoughts about sexual vice or lust. For you to have victory in your life in the area of purity, victory over immorality, you must submit your thought life to the Lord. Isaiah 55, verses 8 and 9, the Lord was speaking to the people of Israel, and He said, "Your thoughts are not my thoughts." And God wants our thoughts to be His thoughts. When they are not His thoughts, that's when trouble begins. And Satan longs to inject into your thought life things that will defile you and pollute you and bring you into a downward spiral of sin. Jesus said, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind." God wants you to submit your thought life to God. Ask Him for help to think the thoughts of God. That will require diligence on your part to begin to meditate on His word, but also to take authority in the name of Jesus over thoughts that come into your mind that are unclean, impure, or in any way exalt themselves against the knowledge of God. Satan is vigilant in attempting to pollute your thought life. And his thoughts or his fiery darts that come your way can be resisted in the name of Jesus and by the blood of the Lamb. And the scripture says, if you'll submit yourself to God, resist the devil, he will flee from you. That's all the time we have for today. This is Rita Langland encouraging you to pursue a life of holiness in the power of the Holy Spirit and have a victorious week. Hi, thanks for listening today. I would like to invite you to prayerfully consider becoming a partner with Hidden with Christ Ministries. We call our partners supply keepers. In the Old Testament, the supply keeper was the one that maintained and distributed the material supplies needed by the soldiers who were going out to the front lines of battle. Our supply keepers help us broadcast the gospel around the world. We are currently broadcasting our program in Russia, in Europe, in North Africa, in the South Pacific, and Australia, and we are longing to expand into the Middle East and to all of Asia. Call us at 1-866-HE-HEALS or email us through our website and let us know that you'd like to become a supply keeper, helping to disciple the nations before the return of our Lord.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.